Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Murph, how's your bracket?
Fair. I've got North Carolina. Yours?
Dead. I've got Nova.
Might as well eat that bracket like that dude who went viral.
Good call.
I was kidding.
What?
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. Keith Murphy alongside John Sears. How was that? You okay?
Kind of some mixed feelings. Doesn't really taste the best going down, but right. I do feel better that the bracket's gone. That made me feel good.
Yeah, many of
get
us
get rid of that thing.
Have brackets
feel a lot better.
Gone. You know, it is. I think it's relatively safe to eat paper.
I hope so.
I think
there's
okay.
A lot down there right now.
Your chance to Sound Off coming up, 515-282-9010. The hot topic, Drake hires Nico Medved.
Medved's the Southern Conference SoCon Coach of the Year at Furman. Now Nico joins Spike.
Drake hires Nico Medved. First reactions? What a great name. And who is Nico Medved? Under circumstances of Drake's reputation as difficult job, relative low pay, and perception, real or imagined, of an athletic director in trouble, Medved seems as good a hire as Drake could hope. Plus, I love Nico Medved on NBC's Blacklist. Too soon for lookalikes. This is a crushing disappointment for Jeff Rutter, even if he did see the writing on the wall. If Drake wanted Rutter, would have made that move weeks ago. Still, Rutter had supporters from all directions, and he handled a tough draw with class, hoping lands well. So Monday, Drake introduces a new coach just days after South Dakota's Craig Smith said no. Drake thought it had Smith, though Smith denies accepting the job. Either way, rejection looked bad for Drake, and many piled on athletics director Sandy Hatfield Club. I know Sandy's an easy target, but I don't know that she did anything wrong. When a school makes an offer, it always runs the risk the coach will use it to leverage a new deal. Can't kidnap the guy or force him to sign without first talking to his wife. South Dakota announced Smith's raise and contract extension the next day. Iowa State added a year to Steve Prohm's deal and bumped his annual pay to $2 million. Riches for most of us, but eighth in the Big 12. I think athletics director Jamie Pollard played this perfectly. Be proactive, but don't overreact. Prohm's happy, Pollard's happy, fans are happy. Now let's see what Prohm does with his own recruits. I think he'll do fine. And a week ago tonight, I saw an NIT game at Carver Hawkeye Arena that looked and sounded like a real home court advantage. Fans were loud, proud, and on their feet, a significant difference from regular season games. There was not an easy answer. Wealthy donors, older fans, higher priced tickets, late start times, and more. All of these factors make many non-NIT games challenging, but athletics director Gary Barter needs to put together a committee and brainstorm any and all ways to make Carver rock like it's the NIT. Wait, what? Yes.
It was a great atmosphere for that NIT game. Keith, every year I love watching social media melt down during the NCAA tournament about which conference is better, who got snubbed, who choked. This year's tournament started with the surprise of the Big Ten, the conference that was pushed aside like baked beans at a barbecue. It was said to be a down year in the Big Ten. Or was it? The first weekend of the Big Dance had Big Ten fans feeling all warm and cozy inside. Wisconsin upset the defending champs. Michigan bounced 3-seed Louisville. But then all of the glitz and glam of the B1G faded when zero teams made the Elite Eight. No more gloating. Next up, the Big 12, said to be the best conference all year, the deepest conference. Three teams in the Sweet 16, looking good. I mean, heck, Kansas beat the Big Ten's best team by 700 points, which ultimately made most Iowa State fans puff out their chest. All was well in the Big Ten, or the Big 12. Oops! Baylor gets embarrassed by South Carolina, West Virginia falls to Gonzaga, and Kansas loses a virtual home game to Oregon. Zero teams in the Final Four. So was the Big 12 overrated? And don't forget about the SEC. The Forgotten Conference had three teams in the Elite Eight. Kentucky fell short against North Carolina, but the Gamecocks reached their first Final Four in school history. So is the SEC underrated or lucky? I don't know if the NCAA tournament is a great measuring stick for best conference. Probably not. What I do know, parity is king. And the minute you think your conference is the shiz, get ready for a dose of reality.
A lot of that going around. My conference is the shiz. Mm-hmm. We saved our NCAA tournament highlights for Sound Off so we can show a couple of minutes. The North Carolina-Kentucky game was incredible today. It looked like Florida and Wisconsin would hold the title of best game in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And then North Carolina-Kentucky happened with just an incredible ending here. Here's the final 10
Wildcats
seconds
of this
game.
Wildcats down three. Bang.
Tie game. No timeout here.
No.
Love this. Don't kill momentum. Let all the drama play out. Down to the final shot. North Carolina for the win.
Luke May.
Oh.
What a shot. I think he was a former walk-on, too. But he's coming up big in the NCAA tournament. This is one of those games where you say, man, too bad this couldn't have been the title game.
I know. And we have three teams in Final Fours with coaching coaches with no Final Four experience.
Yeah.
And then Roy Williams and his coat, all kinds of Final Four experience, including last year's championship game. More on that coming up. We'll take your calls at 282-9010 in the segments to come. But right now it is time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice directs. He also judges. Sean says, Iowa's Cordell Pemsel looks like boxer and grill master George Foreman back in the day. Old Spice, is this a match? It's closer than I thought when I read it.
It is, yeah. Yeah. When I first saw that, I thought, no way.
But I agree with Old Spice.
Yeah.
Andrew in Urbandale says, South Dakota coach and former Drake candidate Craig Smith looks like Pitbull. Old Spice? Well, Pitbull is not coming to Drake, and Pitbull is not Drake.
Guys, you ever reveal something that you end up wishing you hadn't? Well, here it goes. You will never look at old What's Bugging Andy the same way again.
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. We asked Cyclone fans expectations for next season. Kurt writes, fun to watch. We'll have ups and downs, lots of talent, little experience. NCAA bubble team with upside. How fast can they gel? You know, all that sounds very familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I just heard that for the past year.
Dan writes, we'll have the talent to compete with the top of the Big 12, but depends on off-season progress and meshing of the freshmen.
And again, that sounds familiar. We heard that about the Hawkeyes. We learn something new about Andy nearly every week during What's Bugging Andy.
Though I'm not sure we're ready for this.
Guys, I'd be lying if I said I haven't been bugged by the Drake coaching search over the past week. I mean, after all, it's my school and I'm a sports fan, and I would really, really like to see the men's basketball program win. It's hard to be reminded that your school is considered a tough job in college basketball because, let's be honest, tough is a nice way of saying bad. But maybe the hardest part of my week as an aggravated sports fan has been the realization that I really have no one to blame but myself. I mean, after all, I chose to go to Drake, and at the time, I didn't care at all about Drake sports. I could have picked a school with a prouder tradition in sports. I remember thinking about Wisconsin. I remember thinking about Michigan. I could have chosen a school that would have kept me invested in its sports for the rest of my life, and sometimes I wish I'd done that. Then again, there are choices that I did make at that age that I sure wish I hadn't, like the decision to get an earring. That's right. When I think Drake hoops, this is still one of the first things that comes to mind. Got it at the Valley West Mall, at a kiosk right in the middle of the hallway. A bunch of friends did the same. I can remember being really, really happy with that decision for about 6 months. 2 decades later, the hole still hasn't closed up. So here I am in my 40s with 2 college decisions still bugging me. Well, let it be a lesson to us all. When it comes to our college teams, even if that college is Iowa or Iowa State, I mean, it was something that we signed up for. And if you signed up under the impression that you'd have regular opportunities to follow your team to the Final Four, well, then you were wrong. But you were also young, and at one point in your life, you were impulsive and had different priorities and maybe weren't so good at thinking in the long term. And thus, it's only fitting that you should spend the rest of your days with a hole in your ear to remind you. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Thanks, Andy. You won't find the Adam Emenecker sandwich at a Major League ballpark. Well, you will find some new treats. Is this hurting you right now, even looking at that after eating your bracket?
That might taste better than paper.
Oh, it does taste better.
I hope so.
Anyway, there are some new treats at ballparks, and they will blow your mind or your colon. Who's in your 5 next? Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. In response to Drake's hiring of Nico Medved, Jennifer writes, "Disappointing, was really hoping Coach Rutter would be given this opportunity. Sandy better hope that third time's the charm applies in this case, and if not, she should be shown the door."
Reno writes, "You guys know that Drake is a pit stop for anybody that wants to succeed. The best choice would have been University of Iowa's Kirk Spira. He's probably old and wise enough to settle down and coach Drake until he's ready to retire. Remember Tom Davis?"
Who's in your 5 wild new Major League Baseball ballpark foods? These are all
I'm hungry.
To a Major League Baseball park. All right, John, you're hungry after eating your bracket.
Yeah, it didn't fill me up very much.
Just tell me if you would eat each of these. I'll get your opinion on all of them. From the Dodgers, Dodger Stadium, Tuna Poke Bowl. Who wants to go to a baseball game and order a Tuna Poke Bowl? That's stupid.
No. Bring me the goods. Give me the goods.
Number 4. Taco dog with the Marlins.
Oh, yeah. I could eat that.
This is a hot dog that is wrapped up like a taco.
I could eat that.
You would eat that.
Yeah.
You would eat that tonight. Mm-hmm. All right, number 3. This is nearby.
Oh.
Closest stadium.
Whoa.
The Sunrise Dog. This is from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. That's a couple of eggs on top of hot dogs. That's a no for me. Would you eat this?
I think I might. Give me a beer to go with it. Yeah, I think I might just throw that thing back. Yeah.
I think you might throw that thing up. Number 2. The Spam Grilled Cheese. This is Spam and grilled cheese. Oh, I would eat this. I'd eat this every day of the week for a week. This is at the Astros Park. I love Spam and I love grilled cheese. I grew up on Spam.
Not doing it.
We were kind of poor.
Not for me.
It's a sad story. Number 1, the pulled pork patty melt with funnel cake.
What?
On top of the pulled pork again. Michael Admire's favorite team, the Kansas City Royals at Kauffman Stadium, they're serving this up this season. Would you eat it?
Nope. I like those things separate. Give me the pulled pork separate from the funnel cake and I'm all good to go. I'll eat them both, but I'm not pushing them together like that. Can't do that.
Hey, David and Albie is calling in. We didn't have time to get to him last week. Thank you for your patience, David. I know you had wrestling on the mind and you've been on hold for more than a week. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, more than a week. Murph, I appreciate everything you do for Southern Iowa. And I know you did great for Albia, but all I have to say is I'm not too happy for, well, there you go right there, you know, Corey Clark, Southeast folk, outstanding. He trained a lot down here in Southern Iowa, but very disappointed in the coverage during the NCAA tournament. Y'all went up to Wisconsin and promoted the Hawkeyes, or the Cyclones, excuse me. But next year, you know, y'all know Dan McCool. Everybody knows Dan McCool, but I think y'all bring on Dan next year to put him on TV and have some airtime for the NCAAs next year in Cleveland. So,
well, thank you.
What y'all do. So.
No, thank you. Appreciate the kind comments.
Also, we'd love to go to everything.
We have covered NCAA Wrestling Championship most every year. We were at Madison Square Garden last year, but this year we did not think the Hawkeyes had any realistic shot,
and
or anybody in Iowa, of winning the championship. And they put that wrestling up against the NCAA basketball tournament, which has more widespread interest. It's not even close. So it's tough. We do run out of people at some point and have to make tough choices. And we decided to go with the Drake women. And that did not last long.
And I'm thinking next year, Penn State might be on top again.
Five returning national champions.
And they won it this year. So.
And a possibility of a six. Yep. We believe Joel Lanning could be the first college football player to score five touchdowns in one game and then start the next season at linebacker.
That's got to be true.
Joel's part of Face-Off next. You can email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Watch the UCLA-Kentucky game.
No, this is the Facebook post. But
oh, I'm sorry. Disappointing. Was really hoping Coach Rutter. Yeah, that's the Facebook post. So we've read that
there
one.
There we go. Here it's we back. Go.
Okay. Watch the UCLA-Kentucky game to see if Steve Alford has improved as a basketball coach. He has not, according to Brian and Johnson. All right. Apparently, Mr. Sears, we have just embarrassed ourselves as non-foodies. This tuna poke bowl?
Yeah.
That's a tuna poke bowl, I'm told.
Okay, yeah. And at first glance, I thought that was watermelon on the left.
It looks like watermelon or ants.
Ants on top of watermelon, but apparently that's the tuna.
And by the way, I think tuna poke bowl sells more than tuna poke bowl. I think it's a better name.
Dodgers need to go with poke.
Tuna poke.
Yeah.
Tuna poke. It's a baseball term. Yeah, that's a good poke.
Alrighty, time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face-Off. Keith, the World Baseball Classic ended this week with the U.S. beating Puerto Rico for the title. I think this is a really cool event, but I didn't watch one inning.
But you think it's cool?
College basketball owns March. I just can't get into baseball right now. The WBC, what about you?
I could not get into it because we are Mediacom at work and home. Mediacom doesn't carry MLB Network. I did watch the championship on ESPN2 in Spanish and still enjoyed it. See.
Iowa State's Joel Lanning made the switch to linebacker this week. Quarterback to linebacker. Now, that's not the surprising part. The surprising part is that Lanning is already penciled in as a starter. That tells me two things. Joel is a great athlete, but also, where the heck are the other linebackers?
Oh, behind Lanning at one spot. I'm not surprised. Get your best football players on the field, and if Lanning picks a pass, I like his chances to score.
He'll run over everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Lonzo Ball's one-and-done career came to a close on Friday when UCLA lost in the Sweet 16. Steve Alford says Ball should be the number one pick in the NBA draft. Wrong. Ball is great, but as I said last week, he is incredibly overhyped. He was the third best guard on the court when the Bruins played Kentucky. Top five pick? Sure. Number one? No.
Let me just say, I'm tired of all the balls talk. But Lonzo's dad is making life harder than it needs to be. NBA guys cannot wait to try and shut this kid down and shut his dad up. Everyone is tired of balls.
The Iowa Energy retired Curtis Stinson's jersey Saturday night. Great honor for a really solid player. He's played on 15 teams since leaving Iowa State. At 34, Stinson can still ball.
Another ball reference. I saw Curtis play for the Energy many times, and it's a stark reminder, reaching the NBA is not easy.
He was really good.
He really was, and he couldn't quite get up there. Over-under, overrated, Milwaukee as NCAA tournament hosting site. It's an NBA city. It's hosted many times, and most people there don't care.
Hold on. We have a change here. Overrated basketball at the Olympics. Milwaukee was last week. Remember?
Oh. Yeah.
Basketball at the Olympics. Underrated, the World Baseball Classic. You like that thing.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about Milwaukee as a party town. But okay. Basketball at the Olympics. I'll tell you who's overrated.
You want to know what's bugging me? All this yammering! Shut your mouths! 1 minute, boys! Tiny Ref! Out!
Man, he's in a bad mood tonight.
A really bad mood. All right, so what was the overrated there? Overrated?
Basketball in the Olympics.
Overrated basketball in the Olympics.
Yeah, underrated. World Baseball Classic.
It's overrated in the Olympics just because we dominate.
Yeah, it's
we
not,
rule.
Yeah, it's not really
got the best
much
players.
Of a competition. It's gotten a little better lately. But
the World Baseball Classic, you just got through saying that you didn't even go out of your way to watch any of it. I watched it in Spanish.
I didn't watch any of it just because it's baseball in March. Major League Baseball season hadn't even started yet. It starts next week.
Next
what if we
Sunday?
Played, what if we played the World Baseball Classic, take out the actual All-Star game and made the World Baseball Classic into the All-Star game?
Cubs and Cardinals next Sunday?
Sunday night, yeah.
Yeah, we do. That's what we need to – oh, boy. Here we go. Is the Eagle cam?
I think so. I think that's an eagle.
It looks a little bit like a ferret or a rabbit. Is that an eagle?
Do they have ferret cam?
No, where? What am I looking at? I feel like, look, John, down toward the right.
Yeah.
That.
Wait, this is ferret cam?
That's a ferret?
No.
It looks a little bit like a ferret. Look at the eyes at the end. That can't be an eagle. Eagles are majestic and beautiful and stand for liberty. And
America. Freedom. Red, white, and blue.
That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off, send off. The Southwestern Spartans celebrate their first national championship. Swick, bring it home to Creston.
Having a big party Tuesday night. I think it's around
6:30. Welcome
Show up
home.
There. Yeah, the Creston news has been all over this championship run. Congratulations to the Spartans.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.